Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
You know Billy D. Williams was here.
Yeah.
You gonna He's let not.
My... Hey, let me be Billy D. when I want to be Billy D.
I was
let
thinking.
You be great.
Yeah. You know. All right, here we go. Thank you.
Strawberry letter.
Woodrow.
Huh, Steve?
Tommy reminded me of Woodrow on San Francisco.
Woodrow? I asked his husband.
Now, yeah. What does that tell you, Fred? What does that tell you?
Subject, I can't stand a sorry man. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 36-year-old single mother of four who met a very handsome Army vet at work back in 2016. After dating for 6 months, he told me that he had to move out of his rental home because the owners had sold it, and he asked me if he could stay with me for a while. Against my better judgment, I agreed to let him move in temporarily. A month later, he was laid off from his job. 2 months after that, his car got repossessed. So he was unemployed and did not have transportation to go job hunting or to go on job interviews. While he was out of work and was not bringing money into the household, he cooked and cleaned and did all of the yard work, but I had to constantly prompt him to do these things. I got fed up with coming home and seeing him on the couch playing videos, so I gave him an ultimatum: to find a job or leave. He has a job now, but he only makes enough money to take care of himself, and there's nothing left for bills or groceries. This has put a major strain on our relationship and intimacy because his lack of ambition is such a turnoff. I need for him to get out so I can move on with my life. When I talk to him about moving, he said he has no plans to leave anytime soon because he needs to save up some money first. I already have four children, and I don't need a fifth child. Stephen Shirley, please help me figure out how to get this grown man out of my house. Well, you're absolutely right in saying this. This grown man has got to get out of your home. He really does. Sometimes, you know, we as ladies, we're just a bit too nice, aren't we? And we don't listen to ourselves, to our intuition, do we? You said against your better judgment. That was you telling yourself you shouldn't do this. So you already knew when you allowed him to come into your home. And I don't care. No one is that handsome. No one. All right. He's taking advantage of you. He's taking advantage of your four kids. And now, you know, you cannot allow him to do this any longer. You got to let him know today, without any hesitation, without any second thought, that he has to go. If you're nervous, if you're a little, you know, apprehensive about doing it, please have someone with you, preferably a male or two or three. You got to have someone with you when you tell him. You also have to change the locks on the doors, all of that. Pack his clothes, whatever you have to do. But this man has to go, okay? You've gone over and beyond the call of duty with this vet, and there's no need for you to do anything else except for show him the door, the way out. Steve?
Well, this letter don't make no sense from the beginning. You're a 36-year-old single mother of four. You met a handsome Army vet at work in 2016. After dating 6 months, he said he got to move out his rental home because they sold it. Then he asked you, could he come stay for a while? See, me right here, I'd already start counting people in rooms. Already. See, y'all, you got four kids that you love and take care of. You 36. I don't know what you stay in with all them rooms, but I'd have just started counting rooms and people. A month later, he got laid off from his job after he moved in. Then got his car repossessed. See, see, if you got put out your rental house, your next move should be to go get another rental house. Not to come and leech off this woman, single mother, trying to make ends meet. I mean, just right there, why would you burden her with that? Now, she didn't know how burdensome you was going to become, and then you went on and proved it. A month later, you got laid off from your job. 2 months after that, the car got repossessed. Okay. So 3 months, he ain't made a car payment. They making some serious phone calls at 3 months. Mm. He let him pick up the car. How?
So.
How they repossess his car?
Yeah.
He ain't at work. So they know where he work. He ain't at work. And he ain't at his house because they took the house. How they know the car was over there at your house? I'm just trying to, telling you, man, repo people ain't that good.
They need info, don't they?
Yeah, man. How did they, what?
Is he really?
But in the third month, though, mm-hmm. Stupid. Then he wasn't out of work. He wasn't bringing in no money into the house. He tried to cook and clean and did the yard work, but you had to constantly prompt him to do things. Then you coming home, he on the couch playing video games. He wanted the kids for real now. So you told him to find a job or leave. Well, now he got a job now, but he only makes enough money to take care of himself, and there's nothing left for bill or groceries. I don't understand this. What is he doing with the money if he ain't helping you with it? He has no car. Car note gone. He ain't got no rent. The rent gone. But now he still ain't pitching in.
Sorry.
Now he ain't sorry, man. This dude right here is a little worse than sorry. But you can't help this woman at all with these four kids. Whatever money you making ought to go into the pile to help out. You've been living on it for months now. He has put a major strain on our relationship and intimacy. Cause I won't sleep with nobody broke.
Nope.
It's up in here. You ever slept with a broke man before? It's got to be hard.
Damn.
He in here wanting all this from you. What? Come on now, let me have it. Come on, do it to me. Come on home, put your leg over here. Hey, you ain't working.
Right.
Not putting my leg nowhere. This all I'm doing.
Don't touch me.
Nope, that's it. All right, Steve, hold that thought, okay? Part two of your response, the subject, I can't stand a sorry man.
Sorry man, met him here in the military, moved him in, he fell out, lost his house. She move in with her, he lose his job, they took his car, he ain't paying rent. He paying at the laying at the house watching videos. You coming home, you getting frustrated. And now you say that him not working and chipping in, and he got a job, but his job don't let him chip in because he need all the money for himself. It has affected your intimacy. Sleeping with a broke man. God, that's got to be hard. It has got to be hard.
Think back when you were
suck
broke.
Your teeth.
You was broke and people slept with you, though.
And it had to be home. What did you sleep with me for? You see, I'm homeless. All my stuff in my car. We can't go nowhere without moving stuff. I had stuff in the passenger seat.
Yeah. Hmm. You still need love. Poor people need love.
Need no love. You get love. Give love to somebody that can give you something back.
Well, can two poor people do each other? I mean,
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they do it all the time.
Yeah. They do it too much, too.
Yeah.
They really need to be somewhere sitting down. Then they mess around and have a baby. Now, everybody up in here posing. Now, the baby don't even know what reality is no more. He just struggling because y'all done made an ignorant-ass decision. Yeah. Poor-ass little baby sitting up in here talking about why we ain't got no TV.
That's what the baby said.
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
Mama, what is all these candles for in here?
I love when he talks for a baby.
I know. Man. Damn, Mama, what's happening?
You need a cartoon.
Why are we eating these cornflakes with this tap water on it? Mama.
For dinner.
Mama, didn't we have cornbread yesterday? Pop. Why I got to get hit every time I ask about this cornbread? Pop. Okay, damn. I ain't going to say nothing else about this damn cornbread.
Back to the letter.
Man. I'm in the letter. This is the letter. Them damn kids is complaining.
Four kids she has, Steve.
Mama, I can't play the video game because he in there. Mama, Uncle Jerome told me I can't sit on the couch watch TV because he playing Madden.
Is he really a vet, Steve? I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah, he a vet, but he giving them a bad name. Mm-hmm. That's just like it, cops is cool till they start getting bad names for some bad cops. So anyway, I already have four children. I don't need a fifth. Steve and Shirley, please help me figure out how to get this grown man out of my house. I have a solution.
Let's hear it.
You feel unsafe. You don't feel secure with him around. All you got to do is say that. Anybody at the court, and you'll have a restraining order. Oh. He can't come within 100 yards of that house. And all you want is a restraining order. He got to go. Yeah. You know, you've asked him to leave. He says, he had to know. This is what killed me about sorry-ass people. You asked him to leave. He said he has no plans to leave anytime soon because he needs to save up money. Some money first. Dog, I don't give a damn where you save it at. Go save it at your mama's house. You got partners, go save it at one of the Army vets' house. Go back to the Army. They ain't got bags for him or nothing. I don't know how it worked, but it seemed like they ought to let you stay in the barracks. Re-sign up and do basic training again. That'll give you 6 weeks. Get on back down there to Paris Island. Folk brag. Get yourself signed up. That's it, lady. You need a restraining order. He's worthless. And get the restraining order because you don't feel safe. That's all you have to say. You don't need a court date. You just need a restraining order.
Oh, okay.
That puts his ass out. You ain't sleeping with him no way.
Change those locks.
You know, he asking y'all having sex. He talking about whose is it? It's the bank's.
Not yours.
You ask me who's
not yours. It's the banks.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot going on, so that's my response.
I feel for her. I do.
That's trifling, man.
Yeah, I do.
Very trifling.
She's just 36. Yeah. She's got four kids, and this man.
And, you know, she met this dude. He an Army vet. You thinking, wow, discipline?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked you that. Exactly.
Discipline,
Steve.
People. Soldiers, military people are disciplined, people of honor, respectable.
Yeah.
You know, man, they know how to complete a task. They teamwork. That's what I've always thought of when I think of military people, how they function and react in life. I know a lot of military people who are really, really good folk, man.
Up early, getting it done. They get up early.
Oh, dog,
done.
I'm very talking about, man. Yeah.
Neat. All of that.
Can he go in there raising his voice up?
Bet not. Can he care about this room? Get him over it. Kids in there. Who are you hollering at? Right. Your non-working ass. What is you talking about? Get up off this couch and move it. You move it.
This is crazy. She's got to take care of her kids. Four kids. She's 36. Yeah. She's just 36 years old. He's not helping
probably
her
real
at
nice
all.
Lady.
Yeah.
Shirley, you said Tommy was handsome.
You ain't seen me on my show, boy. I'm sexy. You ain't seen me?
Man, surely wear glasses.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, listen.
But then when they describe you, I said, that ain't Tommy.
We got to go, guys. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.